A Fort Leonard Wood soldier has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole in connection with the death of a fellow service member in October of 2024. According to a news release, a military judge on Friday sentenced 22-year-old Specialist Wooster Rancey and ordered that he be dishonorably discharged from the United States Army. Rancey was convicted in the murder of 23-year-old Sergeant Sarah Roke. A military jury found him guilty on February the 4th on charges of murder and obstructing justice. Authorities say the two soldiers served in the same battalion at Fort Leonard Wood. Investigators determined that Rancey purchased heavy-duty trash bags and zip ties from a nearby Walmart prior to the killing. Cell phone data showed that Rancey and Roke were inside Roke's barrack apartment for about an hour around 10:30 in October of 2024. Roke was reported missing the following morning after failing to report for formation. Her body was discovered later that evening on October the 21st in a dumpster outside her barrack. Court records also indicate Rancey searched online for information related to trash disposal and pickup schedules at Fort Leonard Wood. Rancey, who is from North Miami, Florida, will serve his sentence at the United States Disciplinary Barracks in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And a Douglas County man has been charged following an investigation into the exchange of sexual explicit images with a minor. According to court documents, the investigation began on February the 5th at Ava Schools after a school counselor reported that a male student disclosed that he had been sending nude images of himself to an adult man and receiving nude images in return. Authorities later identified the suspect as 40-year-old Kevin Lister of Ava. He has been charged with first offense possession of child pornography and furnishing pornographic material to a minor. The probable cause statement says that the images were shared through a shared camera roll that was accessible on both the student's phone and Lister's phone. Investigators also noted prior contact with Lister's residence during a child division case in late December of 2025. Lister's bond hearing is scheduled for February 13th, and no further information has been released about this case at this time. And a Mountain Grove man was arrested Wednesday night following an alleged assault and property damage incident on the Hartville Square. According to the Mountain Grove Police Department, officers responded around 8:43 p.m. on February 4th after a pizza delivery driver reported being attacked with a hammer. When officers were en route, dispatch also received a report that someone had been struck by a vehicle. When officers arrived, they made contact with 57-year-old Morgan Carlos French. Police say French claimed the delivery driver had been following him from Domino's and had run over his foot. The driver told officers he was making a delivery when French confronted him on West 3rd Street and later near the stop sign at West 1st Street on the south side of the square. Investigators say French exited his SUV holding a hammer and struck the windshield of the delivery vehicle, causing visible damage. Officers documented a large impact point and a cracking across the windshield. French denied to using a hammer, stating he only struck the vehicle with his hand. However, officers later located a claw hammer inside his SUV during an inventory search prior to towing. Police say French initially pulled away while being handcuffed and was later taken into custody. He denied medical treatment at the scene. French was transported to the Wright County Detention Center and put on a 24-hour hold pending formal charges of second-degree assault and first-degree property damage. Authorities say video footage of the incident was partially obstructed, and additional footage will be reviewed as the investigation continues. And a success woman was injured in a single vehicle crash Thursday in Texas County. According to authorities, the crash happened on Success Road, about 1 mile north of Success. Officials say the 47-year-old woman was driving a 2013 GMC Terrain when the vehicle traveled off the roadway and struck a large rock. The woman suffered minor injuries and was transported by private vehicle to Texas County Memorial Hospital in Houston for treatment. And an 83-year-old woman was injured in a two-vehicle crash yesterday morning in Texas County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash happened at around 10:30 a.m. on Missouri Route MM, less than 1 mile north of Mountain Grove. Troopers say an eastbound 2003 Chevrolet Malibu driven by the Mountain Grove woman struck the rear of an unoccupied southbound 2017 Dodge Ram 5500. The woman suffered moderate injuries and was transported by ambulance to Cox South for treatment. And one person was injured in a two-vehicle crash Friday afternoon in Wright County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash happened at around 1:35 p.m. on February the 6th on Newkirk Road, about 3 miles east of Norwood. Troopers say a southbound 2005 Kia, driven by a 49-year-old woman from Mountain Grove, struck the rear of a southbound 2013 Case 590 Super N, driven by a 51-year-old Mountain Grove man. The woman suffered moderate injuries and was transported by private vehicle to Ozarks Healthcare in Mountain Grove for treatment.